Mumsy waved a stick at the carcass of Thwip.
And which one of you bold creatures slayed that'n?
Guffy pointed a grimy paw at Flib.
It were Miss Fab Marm, she'm very brave.
Mumsy rose with a groan.
Usher, me old back isn't what it used to be. Getting old is a tribulation, as me fat Uncle Sharm used to say.
She began extinguishing the fire by kicking soil on it.
Come on now, up off your tails, me darlings. Let's go.
Gertchen protested.
But isn't Miss Wheatfree Haxtel?
Mumsy got Flib standing upright. The shrewmaid did not resist. The waterfall beckoned Guffy.
Lend a paw here, me little sir. You can't wait here, not with vermin roam in the woods. You'd end up as dead meat if and they claps eyes on the likes of you. I'd be correct in saying that you're on the run from them.
Gertchen just nodded, willing to fall into line with their new friend's advice. Mumsy prodded Axel's pack with a stick.
Right then, bring that along with you. Me and the little feller'll help Flib. 'Tis best you stay out of sight at my place. 'Tisn't far, only a hop and a skip over yonder.
They followed it on a zigzag route, under bushes, through a fern bed, and across some rocks to a stream bank. There was a rocky outcrop, with an entrance beneath it. This was hidden behind a curtain of knotweed, sundew and watercress. Pushing it to one side, the waterfall led them in.
This is Mumsy's mansions, such as it is. Nothing fancy, but 'tis good and safe, to be sure. Sit you down now and take a beaker of me own special brew whilst I tell you of what I've seen.
The brew was delicious, a hot cordial of coltsfoot, dandelion and pennycress. They sat in the little cave, which was lighted by a small fire. It was very cosy, with moss and dried grass-padded ledges, which could serve as seats or beds. Mumsy bustled about tidying up as she informed them.
Those ravaging villains are about in Mossflower tonight. Earlier on, I spotted five of the dreadful scum. Four weasels led by the big boyo, the one they called Zwilt, tall, sable beast, wears a long cloak and carries a big sword. As if that wasn't enough, they'd no sooner got out of sight when I see tracks, two rats and two foxes. The tracks split, rat went one way, foxes t'other. So I follows the foxes' tracks. That's when I found you three. There's no sense sitting on your tails out in woodlands with that lot roaming abroad. You bide here with old Mumsy till the coast clears, eh?
Gertchen looked worried.
But what about Axel, Mum?
The waterfall set about pulling hot food from a clay oven at the back of her fire.
If an Axel's a warrior, as you say he is, well, he should be well able to take care of himself. I'll find him for you when things quietens down out there. Here now, have you ever tasted whortleberry and chestnut flan? 'Tis a fine old recipe I got from me good Uncle Sham, and he was after being a top champion cook, so he was.